Transport for London will be in the High Court on Thursday defending a decision to ban a Christian group from advertising on the side of London buses. They wanted to run an advert that said post-gay and proud, get over it. It was an echo of a bus poster by the gay rights group Stonewall that read, some people are gay, get over it. But the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, said it was clearly offensive to suggest that being gay is an illness that someone recovers from. Well, Dr. Mike Davidson is from Core Issues Trust, which was behind the campaign, and joins us from Belfast now. Good morning, Dr. Davidson.
Hello, Sarah.
And that's right, isn't it? I mean, from the Mayor's point of view, the suggestion that being gay is an illness that someone recovers from is offensive.
Something that we have never suggested. We're not dealing with an illness here. We're dealing with people's right to choose the sexual identity that they're comfortable with in terms of their own values, and that's what we stand for.
So what were you trying to say with this advert?
We were simply trying to say that in the UK there is a group of ex-gay individuals who have moved away from homosexuality and others who are trying to do so, and they need to be respected as one of the sexual minorities in our country.
Ex-gay. Some people will wonder perhaps why. Perhaps it's the way that society is that they want to be ex-gay and that this is feeding into that.
Well, I think you'd find that they simply don't accept that. They've tried gay, and for them it just doesn't work, and therefore they have a right, they feel, to move away from it. So, for example, a man who is married, who wishes to stay in that partnership with a woman for the sake of the woman, for the sake of his children, and because that is his genuine choice, we believe needs to be supported and respected for that choice, just as others need respect in the same way.
But why do you need to advertise about this? Because presumably somebody in that situation can just carry on their life as they want. They can do whatever they want.
Well, absolutely they can't, because if they approach counsellors today, they're told that they have internalized homophobia and therefore they cannot be helped. You are gay, get on with it. And we simply wish to point out that there are different realities for different groups in society. Stonewall can advertise on 1,000 buses, that doors are open to them. We feel it's time for the ex-gay community and those who take on other sexual identities around this area who are unhappy with homosexuality also need recognition.
So what happens with this campaign of yours? Because it goes to the High Court on Thursday. What are the possible outcomes for that?
Well, there'll be a preview. The judge, I believe, will go through the documentation on both sides. He will judge the merits of the case, and he has offered to hear the case for one day following the initial period of looking at the situation. I am hoping that he would overturn it, or at the very least recognition would be given for the rights of people who differ with the myth that homosexuality is innate and cannot be changed. We believe in some cases it can, and those individuals need the protection of society, just as gay folk also need protection in society.
I'm curious, have many people come to you saying they need you to act on their behalf?
Yes, there are regular inquiries and regularly individuals come forward who are seeking counsellors, and we would pass them on and connect them to individuals who would be qualified to help them in this area.
Dr. Mike Davidson, thank you very much.